This is Audit Committee Co-Chair, Commissioner Toshiko Hasegawa. Just kidding, Ryan Calkins stepping in briefly. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, and the time is 10:05 a.m. Calling to order the Northwest Seaport Alliance Audit Committee meeting. We are meeting virtually today via the Teams platform. Also present from the Audit Committee are Commissioners Deanna Keller, Dick Marzano, and Toshiko Hasegawa. This meeting is being live streamed and will also be recorded and made available for viewing and listening on the Northwest Seaport Alliance public website. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes from the October 6, 2023 committee meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes, commissioners? Okay, hearing none. Are there any objections to approval of the minutes as presented? Hearing none. The minutes are approved. Okay, our next order of business is a report on the Alliance's 2023 audit results. And I believe Don Kelly is going to introduce the team from Moss Adams.
Thank you, Commissioner. So this first agenda item is the report on the 2023 financial statement audit. Before we get to that, I'll just briefly introduce myself for the benefit of Commissioners Calkins and Hasegawa. Again, my name is Don Kelly. I'm the Director of Accounting and Port Auditor for the Port of Tacoma, as well as the Auditor for the Seaport Alliance, and I've replaced Darren Arakaki, who you're very familiar with. While I'm new in this position, I'm not really new to the ports. I worked for the Port of Tacoma for about 21 years until 2020, and then spent the last 3 years in Port of Seattle, so I'm kind of in a unique position, having seen the Alliance from both sides of North Harbor and South Harbor. So with that, again, the 2023 financial statement audit completed in early April by Moss Adams. And from Moss Adams today, we have Olga Darlington and Anna Waldron. So I'm going to pass the baton to Moss Adams now.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, members of the audit committee. All right, we'll jump right into it. As Don said, the audit of the Northwest Seaport Alliance was completed, and we will present the results of that audit. We could advance to the next slide. We'll cover today the reports that we issued. We'll talk at a very high level about significant areas of the audit that we covered, specifically cover the matters that we are required to communicate to those charged with governance by our auditing standards that we follow in performing the audits, and then we'll cover other communications. The first highlight of our presentation is on the next slide, and that's the reports, the series of reports that we covered as a result of the audit. The auditor's report on the financial statements of the Seaport Alliance was unmodified opinion. That is a clean opinion on the financial statements, indicating that they're materially correct in accordance with generally accepted auditing principles, accounting principles. The second report was issued in accordance with generally accepted auditing, government auditing standard, and that's a report on internal controls over financial reporting. No internal control findings or compliance findings were reported in that report. If we had any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies, that's the report that would address those and highlight those and describe those in great detail. Happy to report there were no findings, as I mentioned. The Seaport Alliance required a compliance audit under uniform guidance, and that is the requirement for any federal expenditures received by a government entity and expended during the course of the year. So in 2023, the Alliance, there was one major program that we tested under those compliance requirements, and that was Port Infrastructure Development Program. Once again, no internal control or compliance findings included in our report specifically with respect to that major federal program. And then the additional report was on schedule of expenditures of federal report or federal awards. That's the report that includes all of the federal awards received by the Northwest Seaport Alliance during 2023. So all in all, as you can see, once again, clean reports. The dates of our reports were March 29, 2024. On the next slide, today with me, I have Anna Waldron, who is a senior manager on the engagement and was my right hand in completing the engagement and managing our team in the field. She will cover the areas of audit emphasis for us.
Thank you, Olga. So on this slide and the next slide, I just wanted to highlight kind of the key areas of focus for our testing procedures. We do kind of run through all significant accounts and balances, but these were kind of the main areas we wanted to highlight. So as part of doing an audit under governmental auditing standards, we are required to test the design and effectiveness of internal controls. Some of the kind of significant cycles that we spend most of our time testing for internal controls is around the capital asset and project management programs. We also look at cash receipts and receivables, cash that's leaving the seaport via disbursements and payables, as well as payrolls, and then, of course, the administration of grants as part of that single audit compliance test work that we do. We do also spend some extra time focusing on management estimates, just as there is an increased area of risk for management bias or, you know, sensitivity around those estimates. Key estimates for the Northwest Seaport Alliance are primarily around any allowances for doubtful accounts on receivables, legal contingencies, possible insurance recoveries. With GASB 87, there are leases, there's some estimation around the discount rate, compensated absences, and then, of course, for the pensions, there's some actuarial valuation inputs that we take a look at for reasonableness. And then really the main focus of our audit, in addition to revenue, would be capital assets, just a lot of dollars going into that program every year. We do look at the Alliance's capitalization policies, do some sampling and detailed testing over additions and retirements for the year, and then considering the reasonableness of depreciation, that that's being calculated in accordance with the accounting standards, and that projects are being monitored and closed timely from capital projects into, you know, depreciating capital assets. And then finally, for this slide, just call out related party transactions, given the flow of funds between the two home ports and the Alliance. We do spend some time making sure that that activity is getting captured correctly and then also properly disclosed in the financial statements. And then on the next slide, revenue recognition, there's a presumed fraud risk and significant risk with revenue recognition. And so we do spend some time making sure we understand all the revenue streams that the Alliance has, and then use some analytical procedures using things like rental agreements, lift activity, auto activity, crane hours, strat hours to set independent expectations and compare that to actual results. Do also do some detailed testing of the lease agreements, making sure that invoice and the payment streams for those leases is in agreement with the contracts that are signed, and then taking a look at the collectability of receivables that are sitting on the Alliance's books at the end of the year. And then finally, as Olga mentioned, we do a single audit, which is a compliance audit over the federal funding that's received by the Northwest Seaport Alliance. This year, we selected the Port Infrastructure Development Plan, which was the largest program that had spending during the year. This was run out of the North Harbor, which complemented nicely. Last year, we tested a program that was run out of South Harbor, so some good balance there. And again, clean finding there, no compliance issues or internal control matters. Turn it back to you, Olga.
Thank you, Anna. All right, on a next slide, a series of what we call required communications to the audit committee. The auditing standards prescribe our communication to you of these matters because we consider them important for your carrying out of fiduciary responsibilities. So we wanted to cover these in our presentation. Just a reminder that we as auditors perform an independent audit, therefore we have to remain independent of the financial statements. Management does take responsibility for drafting and the financial statements, for keeping the records and internal controls in place to ensure that those financial statements are complete and accurate. We do perform an audit to make sure that the financial statements are materially correct, meaning that we are not testing 100% of the transactions that occurred throughout the year and balances outstanding at the end of the year, but we do perform a very thorough audit. We do review financial statement disclosures, which are the footnotes that follow the financial statements in great detail as well to make sure they're consistent with the financial statement presentation, as well as clear and understandable and in accordance with GAAP. On the next slide, we did perform our audit in accordance with plan, scope, and timing that we communicated to you in our planning communication back in the fall. There were no surprises uncovered during the audit. It really went smooth, just as we had planned. So no surprises during the audit. The significant auditing or accounting policies are included in footnote one to the financial statements. These are the policies that describe how balances are recorded and really set the framework for consistent presentation in the financial statements. And those disclosures in the footnotes, as I mentioned, are consistent with previous years reported. No significant new accounting standards implemented in 2023, so no significant changes to the policies in the footnote. We did not have any disagreements with management with respect to application of the accounting standards or internal controls in place. So all in all, it was a very good collaborative audit that went on time and as planned. All right, on the next slide. We are required to communicate to you if we are identified any audit adjustments during the audit that were either corrected in the financial statements or did not get reflected in 2023 financial statements. Pleased to report there were no corrected audit adjustments, which means that financial statements as presented to us by management were in good shape. We didn't identify many errors. We did identify this one issue for proposed audit adjustment for some under-accrued invoices for projects that were received subsequent to year-end and just didn't get accrued at year-end, $356,000. We did not consider that material. Management recorded this particular transaction in 2024 financial statements, or will record them in 2024 financial statements rather than 2023. So just a little bit of a timing difference for recording this one entry. That's the only one we identified in the course of our audit.
Olga, can you explain the difference between the debit and the credit on that one?
Debit and a credit, yes. This is an accounting thing. So debits and credits have to always equal. So when you look at the balance sheet and the financial statements, assets always equal liabilities plus net positions. So the debits and credits ensure that the financial statements are balanced and the just all of the transactions are balanced throughout the year.
I think we just have a typo on the... the six instead of four.
Awesome.
Yeah, they should be the same.
See, I should be an accountant.
Okay, good. You excellent auditing skill right there.
I just audited your presentation. I feel like I should get a little refund here or something.
We had, we had four sets of eyes looking at this presentation, and you are the one who caught them. So thank you for that.
I love it. I'm submitting a resume right after the presentation.
Excellent. All right. Okay, how about we go to the following slide? Yep, next one over. Okay, as far as we know, management didn't consult with any other accountants in the course of an audit. This would be considered an audit opinion shopping if management did decide to go and consult with other accountants on any of the accounting practices, policies, or internal controls. So none of that we are aware of. We did not identify any issues of non-compliance, illegal acts, or fraud in our audit. If we did, we would report that to you today. Although, of course, our audit is not designed to identify fraud. If we do become aware of anything during the audit, we would be required to bring that up to your attention. And we do design some procedures to just inquire about possibility of fraud or any suspicion of fraud by management or staff throughout the organization. And we do interview many people at the Northwest Seaport Alliance throughout the both South Harbor and North Harbor personnel in the course of our audits. So we do have a lot of different points of touch there. All right. And on the next slide, I think this is our final slide. We just wanted to acknowledge the hard work that both harbors do in maintaining the clean financial records for the Northwest Seaport Alliance. We received full cooperation from the staff and everyone that we were in contact during the audit. Both the CEO, CFO of the Northwest Seaport Alliance, as well as both ports that we have conversations with throughout the audit, were very open and cooperative in our inquiries. So all in all, thank you to the staff at Northwest Seaport Alliance and both home ports in their cooperation during the audit. I think the next slide just has our contact information. Should any questions come up after today's presentation, feel free to reach out to either Anna or myself. We did have an IT team perform some procedures on the IT systems, and Jose Rios Sanchez was our manager on that from that team, so he's available as well. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention, and I will take any questions.
Thank you, Olga, and thank you, Anna. I'm going to open it up to the other commissioners. Are there any questions from the commissioners? Use the hand raise function in case I can't see your. Or just blurt it out, unmute yourself and fire away. All right, go ahead, Commissioner Keller.
Yes, I want to thank the team so much for, you know, both the internal team and the external team of Moss Adams for doing such a great job, and always pleased when we have clean audits, and, you know, appreciate your diligence with looking at making sure that we do the very best for the public that we serve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Keller.
Yeah, just very quickly, I want to echo what Commissioner Keller said. And Don, thank you and your staff for the work that you do. It's always nice not to have surprises.
Indeed.
Thank you, Commissioner. I would like to echo that acknowledgement as well, but also to specifically thank Lisa Lamb and the Port of Seattle accounting team who contribute. We have a very close partnership with them as they account for a portion of the Seaport Alliance activity. So it's a very successful partnership we've had for since the beginning of the Alliance, and we appreciate them very much. So Lisa, to you and your team, thank you.
Well, thank you, Don, and I really appreciate some of the discussion we have, I think, to make it successful together. Can't do it without each other. And thank you, Moss Adams, the team. I know there are a lot to go through every time in an audit. And they're not always the same, right? This year with a new accounting standard, and they're always something. So I really appreciate the team, your work for the 2023 audit. And Commissioner Cook, Ryan, you're very impressive reviewing debit credit. Very impressive.
Listen, I benefit from the award-winning Port of Seattle team too. So year in, year out, your financial reporting is without peer. It's awesome. All right. Well, that was a really nice round of pats on each other's backs. I want to make sure, Commissioner Hasegawa, do you have any questions?
None from me. All thank right. you very much.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you again, Anna and Olga, for joining us today and for the report. And I imagine you're already underway on the 2024 report.
We're taking a little bit of a break to finalize all of the reports for all of both of the ports and the alliance, and then we'll get started right away here in starting in June. So yes.
How do you pick the for the federal program that you choose to audit? How are you going to pick that this year?
Anna, do you want to cover that?
Yeah, so we wait to get the schedule of funding from the Alliance, and then we do have some kind of prescribed sample size. So generally it works out that there's one larger program that kind of fills the bucket of coverage we need, but it is kind of us looking at the making sure we have adequate coverage and that we've looked at significant programs at least every 2 years. So it's a little bit of art and science on picking the project there.
Well, some programs can pose a higher risk as well, so those are required to be selected. So we do have some criteria that we follow under the uniform guidance for selecting a major program. So,
well, I will say our federal team has been busy and successful. And so you're going to have lots of projects to pick from over the coming years for sure.
Indeed, yes.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time on this. From there, we're going to move on to our next order of business, which is the look ahead to the 2024 audit schedule. And I think, Don, you're going to lead that too, right?
I will. This will be really fairly brief. As Olga mentioned, there's a break between the two audits. Thankfully, all the team appreciates that. Our next audit committee meeting is, I don't believe it's on the calendar yet, but it will be in the fall, probably October. And at that time, we would expect Moss will be back for the entrance presentation. So we do have a little bit of break. What I really wanted to share with y'all in terms of the look ahead was on the state audit schedule. Typically, the state auditor would like to do the accountability audit on a yearly basis. Last year, there was a decision made to defer that and make it 2 years. So we would have expected to have a presentation by the SAO here at this meeting talking about the 2021 and 22 accountability results. There were some resource constraints really on both sides, us and the audit, which made it difficult or impossible for them to get started as early as they would have liked and we would have liked on the 2021 and 22. So what's happened is they've deferred again. They will come in October of this year and begin an audit that will cover 2021, 2022, and 2023. So it'll be larger than we typically have for an accountability audit. We don't necessarily think there's any concern with that. We think our controls are tight. History has proven that our controls are tight, and we do a great job with accountability. But it will be a bigger audit because it's going to cover 3 years, so larger sample sizes, and it'll take a little longer. So really, all I wanted to share with you today is just that, you know, the expectation may have been that there would be a report from the state auditor. There's not, and that's really the reason why. No problems, just it's been deferred again. Very unusual, but not a problem. And again, when we come back in Q4, we'll be talking about 3 years. Other than that, I have nothing to share with y'all today. So thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Don. The only thing left before we adjourn, commissioners, are any comments from you all. So I'm going to open up the floor to the commissioners.
I just have a quick question to Don with regards to the state audit. You know, our past history has always been 100% good. I'm not concerned about that. But boy, if you're waiting 3 years to do an audit, my concern would be if there is something wrong within that. And it, you know, multiplies time and time again. How that, you know, to me, that seems like it'd be kind of hard to rectify if you're waiting every 2 years even for that.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question, Commissioner. And I think the reason the SAO was comfortable with the deferral last year and then again this year is just what you pointed out, the history of the organization and the controls and the performance from an accountability perspective. That we've maintained both at the Port of Tacoma and the Seaport Alliance. So I acknowledge what you say, absolutely true. If they were to come in and find that something changed in 2021 that they find problematic, there's a real possibility that it hasn't been corrected by 2023. That said, our systems are quite mature. They've been in place for a very, very long time. Our controls the same. And we've had really long tenured people in key positions to maintain those controls. So not to say, hey, I'm not going to say I guarantee it, but I certainly don't expect that there's additional risk based on this extended time frame for the audit.
Okay, thanks, Don.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Keller or Commissioner Hasegawa, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
I am good. I'm just very appreciative of our team. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, terrific. What an incredibly well-run meeting, let me say. Just kidding. Great job, staff, in terms of getting everything set up for the meeting. And we will, it sounds like, reconvene sometime in the early fall. Obviously, between now and then, if we need to call a special meeting of the audit committee, we always can. But Hearing no further comments, the time is 10:29 and we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you all.
Thank you. Yeah.